A tech podcast on electricity.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to our tech podcast on electricity. I'm really excited to welcome Gordon Winfrey. He's an electrical engineer and professor at the University of Vermont. Today, he's going to tell us more about electricity and how it's generated.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. It's great to be here.
Let's get started straight away. What actually is electricity and who invented it?
Well, the answer is no one invented electricity. It's just always there. Electricity results from electrons moving from one atom to another in a conductor. Electrons are one of the three basic building blocks of the universe, and they have a negative charge. The other two basic particles are neutrons, which have no charge, and protons, which have a positive charge. Whenever those electrons start moving, that's electricity.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. And how is electricity measured?
It's measured in units of power, called watts. A kilowatt represents 1,000 watts. A kilowatt hour is equal to the energy of 1,000 watts working for 1 hour.
Okay, but how come we can use electricity in so many ways?
Well, let's say humans have known about electricity for a while because we've known about lightning and static electricity. But since we figured out how to produce electricity by using generators, we can generate all the electricity we need to power and control machines and robots that produce highly sophisticated products.
Wow, but what kind of energy source are we using there? I mean, it's not like water or wind power, is it?
Electricity is known as a secondary energy source. This means that we produce electricity by converting other sources of energy, such as thermal energy from burning coal, oil, or natural gas, or kinetic energy from moving air molecules. Wind, sunlight, and fossil fuels are called primary energy sources. We convert primary energy sources into electricity using generators.
And now, what is a generator?
It is a device that converts mechanical energy into electrical energy. In 1831, Michael Faraday discovered that when a magnet is moved inside a coil of wire, electrical current flows in the wire. So, there is a relationship between electricity and magnetism. Fundamentally, a generator uses magnets and coils of wire, forming the rotor or the stator, which is the fixed part of a generator. The rotor is a rotating shaft with coils or magnets attached. The drive shaft spins inside the generator. It doesn't matter what driving force is used. The basic principle of a generator remains the same. For example, steam is used in thermal power plants, combustion gases in gas-fired power plants, or water in hydro power plants. By using a generator, we're able to convert mechanical energy into electrical energy. For electricity to flow, there must be a closed circuit. Electrons have to start out at a high energy state and end up at a low energy state.
Great. Thanks for your detailed description. What can you tell us about the materials used to make electricity flow?
Well, to make electricity flow, we need good conductors, like metals such as gold, silver, or copper. Also, many liquids, like seawater, for example, function as conductors. Large-capacity batteries contain electrolytes that allow electricity to travel from the battery's electrode to the battery's terminals. There are also conductive gases, such as neon. They conduct electricity, which means they easily allow electrons to move through them. Poor conductors are called insulators. Insulators are materials whose atoms have tightly bound electrons. These electrons are not free to roam around and be shared by neighboring atoms. So they don't allow an easy flow of electricity. Some examples would be rubber, glass, dry wood, plastic, or oil. Even the best conductors offer some resistance to the flow of electricity. Such resistance is measured in units called ohms.
Interesting. And what can you tell us about semiconductors?
Well, in addition to conductors and insulators, there are also semiconductors. They only conduct electricity under certain conditions, making them a good medium for the control of electrical current. Often, semiconductors contain a mixture of silicon and metals. Other semiconductors include arsenic, carbon, or selenium. Wafers of these semiconductors are at the heart of the chips in a computer. They're also the basis for LED lights and photovoltaic cells.
Wow, thanks, Gordon. That was really enlightening. But now, let's pause and recap our...